Let's do the birthday scam. This one we're going to call Shelley. Her and her friend were returning home from a night of partying and fun and frivolity. And then across the street from her friend's house, this old guy likes to sit out on his patio furniture every night. And for some reason, they thought it'd be hilarious just to take that furniture and move it to some other house. And they broke a piece in the process. So we're going to call. We got the license number. We know who did it.
This is Shelley.
Hi, Shelley. My name is Doug, and you don't know me, but recently I believe you were in my neighborhood, and maybe a friend of yours lives across the street from my father.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to just guess that it was just a prank, but I think you all messed with his patio furniture on the front porch there.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Not sure.
Well, I got your license number, and I think you all took my dad's furniture off the porch and moved it to another house.
Okay, so what is this about?
I'm just calling, and I'm going to take it in the spirit that it was intended. I'm sure you all are just having fun or doing some prank, but so all I want to do is get it replaced.
And what does that have to do with me?
It has to do with you, because you have the, I have your license. Now, look, there's no sense in denying it. One of the pieces got broke, so we need to get it replaced.
Let me have your phone number.
Well, you know, Shelley, no, because I know you're not going to call me back.
I know, I'll call you back.
Well, all I want to know is a commitment from you that you're going to pay for the furniture.
It was already broken.
He has had that furniture a long time.
Exactly. It was already broken.
So all I want you to do is give me a check for $300.
I don't think so.
Well, I think
no.
So, and get it repaired.
I don't think so.
You're not going to take responsibility for this.
No, sir. It was already broken.
How do you rationalize that?
It was already broken.
So that gave you the right to go up there and just scatter it around.
It was broken, okay?
You know, that is all my father has. That's his life, to sit on that porch and watch the world go by.
Okay. Look, let me tell you what. You call me back. Let me make some phone calls, and I'll let you know.
No, let me tell you what. My next call is to the police station.
Go ahead and
I'll give them white four-door Mazda, or maybe I'll just come over there.
No, I don't need you to come over here.
I'm going to come over where you are right now.
Do not come over here.
And then when I come in there, I'm going to spank your little butt.
Who is this?
Bare Bottom.
Do not come over here.
You want to be spanked, and that's not right.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yes.
Who is this?
You've been very bad.
Shelley, this is Dean and Raj.
Oh, my Lord.
It's Dean and Raj, and you're dead.
Hello.
Hello.
You're dead, Deborah.
Yeah, Deborah and Debbie. I guess you got a couple there.
Oh, my God.